fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th day of December. Prepper tip of the day. We got some time so we can expand on this a bit. Boot selection. By the end of the day today, Wednesday, I expect to have a free download at my website on the free download section about boots. The selection of boots, the break-in of boots, the maintenance of boots. It's not an all-inclusive article, but it's a pretty well-done article as far as it goes. And I agree with the premises in the article. If you anticipate you will ever be outdoors for extended periods of time, where you're not used to doing that, especially because if you are, you already know a lot of what's in this article about boots. But I don't make any assumptions. Assumptions get us into big trouble. There's no substitute for good quality boots that are properly broken in, properly maintained, suitable for the environment you're going to be in. Now, if you're in Alaska in the wintertime, you don't want to be wearing jungle boots. But if you're in much of the country in the summertime, jungle boots might be the ideal thing. They're durable. They dry out fast. They even have little screens at the bottom of just above the sole for the water to drain out if you get them full of water. So jungle boots are perfect in that environment. There's temperate environments where you need warm boots, and then there's Arctic conditions where you need the best boots money can buy. For the Arctic condition, I think I might want Mickey Mouse boots. Those are military issue. Heavy rubber, heavy insulation that will keep your feet warm in the absolute worst of conditions. Aren't necessarily the best for going on a long walk, but they will certainly keep your feet warm, the Mickey Mouse boots. They come in black and white are the 2 colors they come in. Let's talk a little bit about boot maintenance. And if you got a question or comment where the topic is boots, if we need to get off topic, we can. But boot maintenance. Something that impressed me about Carlos Hathcock, the Marine Corps sniper during Vietnam, who had, I believe, about 98 or 100 confirmed kills. I might be wrong on that. I don't have that number in front of me. But he would come back from a three-day operation, dead dog tired, dehydrated, dirty, worn out. And the first thing he would do would be to take care of cleaning his equipment, especially his rifle. As my drill sergeant told me so many years ago, young trooper, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Well, when it comes to boots, you get back from being outside for a full day, maybe several days. You're dirty, you're tired, you're hungry, you're dehydrated, your boots are muddy. You want a hot shower and a meal. That's what you want. Well, don't forget those boots. Those boots are cold, they're wet, they're muddy. You leave the mud on that leather, and you should have leather boots, by the way. That mud, when it dries out, will just suck the moisture right out of that leather. That's what it will do. That's a bad thing. That's a real bad thing. So at some point when you're back from whatever that activity was, and you take off those cold, wet, muddy boots, don't just set them aside. You take the time to do the following. First of all, remove the laces. You really can't clean them properly with the laces in the boots. First thing you do is remove the laces. You're going to wash and dry those separately is what you're going to do. You take a stiff bristle brush and some cool water and get all that mud off the boots, especially the stitching and where the sole is sewn onto the welt, I believe is how it's termed. All that stitching needs to be cleaned out. Get all that mud out of the stitching. At that point, you're ready for the boots to dry out. Now, you don't want to force dry it. Don't even consider putting them in an oven on low heat or very near a wood-burning stove, something that has high heat, because once again, it's bad for the leather to dry it out that quickly with force. There are items for sale a person can purchase that will dry out, that you can put inside the boots that use electricity to gently warm up the boots to dry them out a bit more quickly. I've never owned or used them, but they do exist. So the boots need to dry out. Typically, that's going to take at least overnight to make sure they're dry. Once they're dry, you need to start the process of bringing them back to life. Now, if there's scratches in the leather, first thing you do is take some leather dye and treat the scratches with the leather dye. Typically, it's going to be black or brown. There could be some other colors. Well, then let that dry out. Next thing you do is take whatever leather treatment you're using. I like Snow Seal, which has a beeswax as its main component. I like to get it very near liquid, warm it up, get it where it's near liquid, because in that state where it's near liquid or near liquid, take an old toothbrush, and you need to do the whole boot, but work down in the seams and all the stitching really good. All the seams and all the stitching really good, and let that dry out. Now, next step would be, after that's dried out, would be to wipe off any excess with a dry cloth and then use whatever polish you're using. The polish also helps protect the leather. And then you're done. Those laces, like I say, they should be washed out and dried separately. You put the laces back in the boots. And, of course, you check for any damage. Any damage to the leather, any damage to the stitching, damage to the sole, the boot, the uppers, and so forth. You want to check it very carefully for any damage so that damage can be repaired before you use the boots again. Because if you don't, a small area of damage will become a lot worse very quickly. Once that damage starts in the stitching or a tear in the leather, a cut in the leather, whatever it might be, be sure you address that first before you put them back on and use them again. I literally have boots that I've owned for nearly 40 years. Granted, they aren't put to daily hard use, but they are used, and I do properly maintain them to make sure that they're ready to go. Some of the boots I was issued by the U.S. Army in the late 1970s, I still have. They're quite well worn. They're so worn out and so comfortable, it's almost like wearing house slippers. Of course, obviously, they're heavier than, but still for light duty around the ranch here, they still are serviceable. They're still serviceable, and I've used the techniques I just described to you all these decades to keep those boots in good condition. They're not very attractive anymore. No, not really. But they are very functional, and that's what the difference is. You got the functionality there and durability. And I have a leather repair kit that I've put together. I went to Tandy Leather a few years back, and I spent whatever I spent, $200-$300, to buy anything and everything I thought I might ever need in the future to repair canvas and leather. That's what I did. Now, these tools are simple. I haven't attended any. I did have a leather working class when I was in junior high school. But other than that, I've had no specific training in leather work or repairing canvases. These tools are pretty simplistic, and you can usually figure out how to make them work on your own without any necessarily professional training. And I haven't looked, although I have not looked, I'm quite confident there's multiple YouTube videos that will give you instruction if you need instruction. So be sure and check out the YouTube videos for that instruction if you need it. And put together your kit. Put together your leather and canvas repair kit. And then move on from there to other kits. I have lots of kits. I have a specialized kit for electronics repair, electrical equipment, electronics. I have a specialized kit for plumbing, another specialized tool kit for mechanical work. All these specialized tool kits, a specialized tool kit for repairing watches and eyeglasses, which take tiny, tiny little screws and require specialized tools to repair wristwatches, typically the watch bands, not into the side of the watch itself, and eyeglasses, all the little screws necessary for that. I keep these kits together, for each one for their individual specialized use. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Boot maintenance question for you. When I was a kid, I used to use mink oil on my boots to condition and waterproof them, which I thought worked very well. What I noticed, it tended to make the leather, it used to tend to soften the leather, that they would stretch, you know.
Right,
it would make the boots stretch a little bit. And then silicones became all the rage. You used to have the liquid stuff in the clear glass bottle with the dauber that you put on. Now it's all sprays.
Right. Right.
What's your preference for waterproofing?
Well, I like Snow Seal, which does not make it stretch. That's one of the advantages of Snow Seal. It does not make it stretch like mink oil. I would say the mink oil for things like upholstery, possibly, or maybe jackets, where that's not going to be too much of an issue, or things like that. Or maybe you got a pair of boots that are too tight, and it may help loosen them up a bit.
Oh yeah, if you get we'd use it to recondition old dry boots, and that works very well, you know, for that. But it does waterproof. But like, if I had a pair that fit well, next thing you know, with mink oil, next thing you know, you've got the eyelets right up against one another because they stretch too much. You have to wear a thicker sock or something.
That's right.
The silicones seem to need to be applied frequently, and they don't waterproof quite as well. You know, after, you know, keep them cleaned off, and then it seems like you have to, like, hit them with a silicone fairly often, you know, especially if you've been out in, like, road salt, you know, and snow, at a, a caustic, salty, or, toxic, chemical environment with chemicals,
Right. Well, leathers are treated to help resist that stuff, but any chemical or salt is going to be very damaging to leather, and you want to get that off and then retreat the leather as quick as possible.
Yep, exactly. So, you called it snow what? Snow seal?
Snow seal, right. It's S-S-N-O, Sierra November Oscar Seal, S-E-A-L, right.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right, thank
Real
you,
good.
Sir.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you, Glenn. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'm a big, big fan of Danner boots. That's Danner, Delta, Alpha, November, November, Echo, Romeo, Danner boots. A friend of mine, I kind of inadvertently stumbled on this. A friend of mine inadvertently purchased a pair of Danners that were the wrong size. And they just happened to fit me perfectly. So I was more than happy to take them off his hands at a good price. And they're the Go Devil boots, the Fort Lewis boots, insulated leather boots. First time I put this pair of boots on, my feet were telling me, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was amazing. It was amazing. Now, they come with a insert in the boot, which is a good insert, but there's a better one I'm going to tell you about. My wife, Dr. Moore, introduced me to this. It's a company called Foot Levelers. Foot Levelers. I've been using them now. I believe I'm starting my third year, if I'm not mistaken, this winter. I was at a chiropractic seminar. I was a demonstrator to demonstrate to the doctors what could be done to help somebody, which I volunteered for. That was kind of fun. But they had a representative from Foot Level in there, and I don't represent ourselves Foot Levelers shoes inserts, but they have a device you stand on barefoot, and it's hooked up to a computer. It looks like a plate of glass, and the computer scans your foot and custom designs the shoe insert for your feet. And it's leather, by the way. That's something I want to talk about just a little bit, too. We got a couple of minutes before the break. These inserts are leather, and they're custom-made to fit your feet. You can tell the difference. When I was being demonstrated in front of the group there, the group of doctors, these are highly trained men and women that are very observant of the human body. They could tell the difference instantly between John Moore standing there without the inserts and with the inserts, how I had better posture, for example. I thought that was pretty neat. But getting back to leather, you want leather soles on your footgear, your shoes, and your boots. Leather soles, for the following reason. We're electrical beings, and you need to be, for proper health and well-being, you need to be grounded. If you're not grounded, you will not enjoy optimal health and well-being like you can and should. Now, my wife, Dr. Morris, has been researching this and attempting to find leather boots. She says, John, it's really difficult to find leather boots for women. I haven't looked into that, but I take her at her word. My dress shoes, my entire adult life, have always had leather soles. My cowboy boots all have leather soles. So if you can all do that, be sure you get leather soles on your footgear. It will help. We got a caller on hold here. Is it Steve? Go ahead, Steve.
Yes. Hi, John. Good morning. How you doing?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
So waterproof your boots. The one thing that I found is best, and I'm like you, I take care of my footwear and everything, is a thing called Neat's Foot Oil.
I've used Neat's Foot Oil. All right. It's
Neat's
a good
foot
product.
Oil, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and don't get the synthetic. Get the,
the real thing.
Oil.
Yeah.
The real McCoy, yes. And another thing, too, to dry out your, you can do this for your house. You can do this, your everyday leatherware, sneakers, canvas or a leather. If they get wet, stick newspaper in them. That's the best way. And then
that will
the
help.
Newspaper.
Hold that thought, yeah. Steve. We have a break. Hold that thought. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of December. We're talking about boots, boot maintenance, boot selection, break-in of boots. Steve, you're still there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, what follow-ups did you have?
Another tip, you were talking about grounding your foot, wear a leather shoe and this and that, right?
Right.
Wear a leather sole.
Wear leather sole.
Leather interior.
Right.
Right. Now, you were saying your wife did some research on this. Where I live, what I do, I've got a concrete floor in a basement, and I take my shoes off, you know, socks and everything, that I can ground myself to the concrete.
Right, right.
During the summer, when I was a kid, you know, you used to run barefoot all the time, except when you stepped on the honeybees. Well, since we don't have honeybees anymore, but the thing of it is, if you can walk barefooted, you know, during the summer, that's the thing to do. And the reason
I
say, well,
right, it helps.
You know, yeah, like you say, it's an electromotive force in your body. Okay, I'm a retired master electrician. Okay, but we put the rubber soles, and you had another insulator in there, and so you didn't become a ground, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You didn't want to be grounded in that case, right?
Right. But yeah, and you're 100% right. And you, well, your wife, she's done the research, and she'll probably tell you the same thing as I'm telling you right now. you want to ground yourself when you're not working with electricity. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
But yeah. The tips, yeah. And like I say, that neat's foot oil is, I have a old pair of Sorel boots. I'm like you. And they're good and warm, but that's wintertime for hunting or whatever. And you treat it with neat's foot oil, I'm telling you, it'll make them last forever.
Right. I use neat's foot oil also, depending on the application, but it's a great product also. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. We used to use it in our baseball gloves, you know, when I was a kid and, you know, doing that stuff. Any leather product is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to find because they have this what they call the synthetic neat's foot oil, which is garbage.
Right. You want the real deal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steve, we appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger, sir.
All right. I got another question to ask you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. One more.
This is off topic or what you're talking about with boots and everything. But the energy cleaner, the store-bought thing that you sell instead of using the screen or whatever.
Right. The mattress pads, right.
The mattress pad, right. And I had asked you this question before. Now, they have instructions on that. You can't put it into a washing machine, so to speak.
They are machine
washers. Can I do that?
You just have to unplug the cord. Unplug the cord and go through a washing machine. Right.
Okay. Yeah, well, I need another pad. Well, I'll call up your order line for that.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
All right. Hey,
real
John.
Good, Steve.
Have a good
yes,
New
sir.
Year's.
Thank you.
Thank
Same
you.
To you,
bye now.
Appreciate it. Next, we go to Michael in Buffalo, New York, where how much snow have you had so far this year, Michael? Oh, we lost Michael. Well, Michael, you were certainly welcome to call back. We lost you there. Buffalo, New York, right next to the lake, and they get all this lake effect snow. In fact, there's a gentleman that wants to bring me up there for a speaking engagement. We're working on that possibly in April. I don't want to particularly deal with the snow in Buffalo, New York. Thank you very much. I've had more than enough of driving in icy and snowy conditions to last me a lifetime. Regardless, the call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, my wife, Dr. Moore, has, in fact, she's been researching leather-soled boots for women, and she did find some, and we got those for her, but it was not easy. It was not easy. With cowboy boots, it appears to be a bit easier, especially if once you get past the discount, deep discount cowboy boots that cost less than $100. And you get into the better quality cowboy boots and cowgirl boots, you find leather soles on those. Here's our next break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, you may be hearing me talk about the energy cleaner, wondering what in the world is this man talking about, the energy cleaner. Never heard of such a thing. Well, energy cleaner is a healing device. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal, goes every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it mitigates pain. That's how it helps you get a better night's sleep. Check out the energy cleaner at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Most new buyers are going ahead and getting a factory-made fitted mattress pad from the get-go to go with energy cleaner. It's a great combination. You can check out the energy cleaner, read up on it, study it at my website, thelibertyman.com. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And yes, I have a toll-free order line. Don't try to call me at this order line. Toll-free order line only, 800-592-9543. I say it again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about boots. not terribly exciting, is it? It can be exciting if you got the wrong boots and are trying to walk somewhere with blisters. That gets to be real exciting real quick. We got a caller from Buffalo, New York, back online here. Michael, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Great.
Well, outside of boots, I was wondering how you can talk other family members in to at least rationalize what's occurring on the live webcam feeds that point up to the horizons, such as in Mexico or Hawaii. And you see not just one planet, but two on the horizon at certain times of the day, and they just kind of refuse to accept that it's there.
Right, right.
Or to take some kind of preparation. And I find it, you know, kind of, how should I say, unsettling on my part that they just want to ignore right. everything.
Well, here's what's happening, Michael. Don't interrupt my reality with your facts.
Right.
That would be a great question for Professor McCanny next week, by the way, because he's the astrophysicist. I'm just a homicide detective. But,
okay.
These live feeds and photographs are coming in from all over the planet showing what you're talking about. It's not really a secret, is it?
No, except for here in this country, really. And the only place you can find it is, like, YouTube.
Right.
You know, well, and it's kind of sad.
It is. It is. But that's the way it is, and you and I aren't going to change it. So I don't have any words of wisdom as to how to convince your family members to understand this. If I did, I would certainly communicate them to you.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I had to ask because I'll say a new listener who's been tuning in for about a week and a half, 2 weeks
okay.
at the most, off and on when I get the time. And I find all your topics actually quite helpful, especially the tips.
People like.
So, I mean, I'm starting to stock up for my stuff personally, but I want to expand that to other family members, and they were kind of like just brushing me off, refusing to have any part of it.
That's expected. Before you get away, Michael, I'm expecting to do a speaking engagement in Buffalo, New York area, possibly in April. Can we count on the snow being gone by April? I hope.
Should be. If anything, it might be a fluke snowstorm.
Okay.
All right. It does happen out this way.
Yeah, we were going to do March, but I think March is probably going to be definitely snow, right?
Yeah, March is our harshest winter. Toward the end of February, March is our supposedly harshest time of the winter season.
Okay, well.
And toward the end of March into April, it should be mellowing out, or to be getting warmer and things will be melting, but you get that fluke cold front that comes down to Canada, that comes across the lakes, and if it hits right at the right time, it'll dump down a lot of snow at one time.
Well, I made the right decision, decided not to go there in March or earlier, so that's great. Thank you, sir.
Yes, no problem. No problem at all. I know how it is. I have to dig out when it happens.
Well, if I get up there, we'll be announcing. I look forward to meeting you in person. It'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Michael. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye. Call number is 800-313-9443. We've been getting a lot of new listeners here on the John Moore Show the last 3 weeks. Here's what happened. Somebody without my knowledge or my consent took one of my videos, re-edited it, made it look like something else, basically, almost like a whole new video, and posted it on YouTube. And last time I checked, about 10 or 12 days ago, it had about 250,000 hits. And that's, I think, largely responsible for the dramatic increase in my listenership these past 3 weeks. And I've learned from the past, Tim Spencer and I have talked about this, the time, the money, and effort it takes to go after people who violate my copyrighted material is more than I can deal with. So it's there. It seems to be doing no harm. It seems to be doing some good. And that's the way it is. How about that? Getting back to boots. There's things you can save money on, and there's things you can't. Boots is one of those things you can't save money on. You might stumble into a good deal like I did with my buddy. What's the chances of that happening? Pretty slim. Now, granted, you should shop around for the best deal. Check online with Amazon.com and eBay, so forth. I'd be very cautious about buying used boots, for health-related reasons, for fitting reasons. If you buy a pair of boots that somebody else has worn, if they wore them more than a few days, they've been broken into foot to fit that person's feet and not yours. So I'd be very cautious about that. A friend of mine here in the Ozarks, two of us, myself, and actually three of us, three men, we decided to go on a hike down the county road. It was a graded gravel county road, so it had pretty easy walking with some hills involved. And he's wearing a pair of boots that he bought used that really didn't fit his feet. And we had gotten about, I'm going to say, just over a mile away, about a mile and a half, not quite 2 miles. And he just sat down and said, guys, I can't go any farther. I simply can't go any farther. You need to leave me. And it wasn't like we were in a dangerous area with predators that want to eat you up or anything. So we decided to continue on our hike, and we had a destination we wanted to hike to and hike back. And we let him rest up and then walk back on his own to our home here. That was a good wake-up call for him and everybody as to the importance of having good foot gear that's properly fitted for your feet. It is not optional. It is not optional. And getting back to the original premise, there's things you can save money on and things you can't. If you think you can buy a good quality pair of boots at Walmart, well, you're delusional, quite frankly. You're not going to find a good, I don't care, you can find the best boots that Walmart sells, and I might be wrong, but I've looked at this myself. The best quality, highest priced boots I sell are not worth purchasing, in my opinion. They will not give you long-term service. Another caution. You probably don't want to buy your boots at a sporting goods store. You may find some Danners there. You may find something like Browning. Now, Browning makes firearms. They also may have a line of clothing and boots. Browning boots are excellent for temporary recreational use, as in hunting or camping or something like that. They're lightweight. They cannot and will not stand up to hard everyday use, day after day, week after week, for month after month. They simply can't. They won't. They will fail you miserably. They're beautiful boots. They're warm boots, and they look great. But people looking for recreational foot gear are not the same. Simply aren't the kind of boots that a farmer, a rancher, a construction worker, or a soldier would buy. Farmers, ranchers, construction workers, and soldiers need boots that will stand up under weeks and months of hard use every day. And I'm sorry to, I have a lot of respect for Browning and their company and their products on one hand. On the other, do not expect those type, and I'm just using Browning as an example, those type of recreational boots to serve you long term, because they can't and they won't. They can't. The same thing applies to clothing items sold at recreational sporting goods stores like REI. I'm an REI member. They have great products, cutting edge technology in a lot of areas, great climbing gear. But if you expect a pair of trousers or a jacket or gloves from REI to stand up to long term use, you're probably going to be wrong. Now, I don't have their entire catalog in front of me. But what they sell is meant for casual, recreational use. You're not going to find a rancher or a farmer or a construction worker or a soldier buying what they need from REI when it comes to trousers and jackets. That's simply not going to happen. It isn't, and it shouldn't. Because what they offer is not meant for the kind of heavy-duty usage that farmers, ranchers, construction workers, and soldiers put them to. So don't get caught up in thinking that you can save weight and be more comfortable wearing outfit meant for skiers, for example. Skiing is a great hobby and a lot of fun. It's a great recreation. And ski clothes, outfits meant for skiing are very warm, very comfortable, very lightweight. When you show up on a construction job site wearing a ski outfit, you'll be laughed off the job site real quick. You're not going to see a farmer or a rancher or a construction worker wearing a ski clothes doing their duties, or a soldier. They simply will not hold up. Now, underwear is a different thing. The underwear they sell at REI, by all means, get the best, highest quality long underwear you can find at REI. It's going to be just what you need. Socks, the same way. You're going to find great socks at REI or other good quality sporting goods outlets. I just happen to be familiar with REI because I'm a member. A lot of thought has to go into these decisions. And let's do talk about socks a little bit. We have new listeners that never heard me talk about merino wool socks. I found out I was basically given a challenge about 12 years ago to try out some merino wool socks, and I did, and I was shocked. I'd always wore cotton socks in the warm weather and insulated socks in the winter. I never wore merino wool socks ever. Here's the deal. The fibers of merino wool are longer than other wools. Therefore, for almost all people, almost all the time, they're not scratchy. They're not itchy. You wear cotton socks in the summertime, like I did for decades, your feet are going to be cold and clammy all summer long and wet. Cold, clammy, and wet all summer long. You wear merino wool socks, this may sound counterintuitive, I don't care if it's 100 degrees. My feet stay comfortable all summer long. So my primary source for merino wool socks has been Sportsman's Guide. They have a good quality sock at a real good price. And I have enough to cycle them about once a week. I wear my merino wool socks about once a week, maybe once every 9 to 10 days, depending on my inventory at the time. And my original merino wool socks I bought 12 years ago are still in daily service. How about that? We got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Missouri. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just calling and I heard you talking about boots, and I've tried about every pair. I haven't tried Danner's, but I've tried almost every other pair, and Chippewa makes a boot that's made in the United States.
And that's a good boot.
Fantastic.
Yep, Chippewa's a good brand. You're right.
I had a pair that I've had three pairs of soles on, and the other day I was standing in 6 inches of water for over an hour, and not a drop.
All
right.
I
agree with you about your merino wool socks, too.
Yep, there you can't be beat.
That's right. So anyway, I thought I'd throw you that one for today.
Okay, well, appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye. Okay, call number is 800-313-9443. You urban dwellers, urban and suburban dwellers, who are not construction workers, you're not ranchers, you're not farmers, you're not soldiers. You're the ones I'm talking to. You're the ones I'm talking to. This is so important to have good quality footgear that will stand up to whatever it needs to stand up to. I like leather. No apologies. I like leather boots. I feel like they give me better support, that they're more durable, they protect my feet better. I really like leather boots. And so far, that's been a good experience for me, wearing leather boots in all conditions. I like the Vietnam jungle boot. I first put on my first pair of jungle boots. I was in the Army. I thought, boy, these are really comfortable. They're relatively lightweight. They have a heavy sole and a spike protector built in to stop the punji spikes from penetrating your feet. But the the bottoms have a really thick sole and leather on the bottom of the boot, and then a heavy canvas and nylon upper with some leather also. But they're a good boot. They don't give a whole lot of support to your feet and ankles, but enough, especially if you lace them up nice and snug, not so tight that you cut off circulation, but snug enough to help give some support to the ankles and foot and feet. So that's I like the Vietnam Jungle boot with the Panama sole. The Panama sole helps release the mud better. Good time for one more call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, 28th of December. Tomorrow we should have Tim Spencer with us first thing in the morning, the first half hour. We'll be joined by Tom Berryhill at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes. We do this once a week. We'll talk about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes. Second hour, I'll be joined by Jeff Harness and Ross Powell. We'll be talking about the Ozark Survival Homesteads. For years, I've been with Republic Broadcasting for what I believe 12 years now. I get one call or an email a week. John, I want to relocate to the Ozarks. And I would send them the name and telephone number of a local realtor. And you're on your own. That's basically it. You're on your own to do what you're going to do. And we've had some people relocate here from parts of the country. And they're certainly enjoying themselves and the lifestyle and being in the Ozarks and so forth. But that's all changed now. That's all changed. One of my neighbors, Jeff Harness, he and his wife, Kelly, they've decided to open up their ranch to a development with these homesteads, where you can, for less than the price of a new Ford SUV, you can have a new small home built on a small lot as part of a community of Christians that will be there when you need them, be there for each other. Yes, no apologies. You must be a Christian to be part of this development. And that's just simply the way it is. It's a great program. I'm helping promote it every way I can. I met with a couple yesterday, a woman and her son from California, who were out here from Los Angeles visiting the homestead development and checking out the area. Here's what you do. You go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the left side of my homepage, and you'll see the section there for Ozark Survival Homesteads. Click on that, read it. If you like what you read, fill out the form at the bottom, name, telephone, email, submit that, and I will have Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness get back in touch with you about all the details. If you decide to become a member and they accept you, just because you got the money doesn't mean you're going to be accepted. You'll be one of my neighbors here in Crawford County, Missouri, part of a larger community which involves the sheriff, the director of emergency preparedness, our group that meets weekly here in Davisville, where we get together once a week to discuss preparedness matters and have training at least once a week. In fact, our next training is the first Saturday in January with emergency radio communications. And then the last Saturday of this month, we will have a class on solar and wind power for the home, farm, and ranch. So we have at least one training session a month, sometimes two a month, depending on what's going on and the time of year and so forth. So there's a lot going on here in Crawford County. And if you want to be part of it, that's how to get started, is to fill out that form, submit it, and then we'll go from there. And we expect that this first development will be sold out relatively quickly. Here's our end of our show. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.